This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1397, Grammar Part 8, Ideal Conditions for Being the Life of the Party in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA.
What would you do if you were on a road trip and had no cell service? Today we share a fun way to spark a conversation so you can get to know friends on a deeper level.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Aubrey, doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's been a really beautiful day here. Got outside this morning, which was fun. What about you?
Oh my gosh, I did go outside this morning. I had a nice evening last night, went to the park with my dog, and that was a really good time. So yeah, good stuff.
Nice. What would you do today if you did not have to work?
Well, to be honest, I think that's exactly it. I would just take my dog out, maybe go out and have a beer. I would just enjoy the day outdoors because you and I, we both live in kind of the mountain west/west, right?
Yes.
And the sun is strong here. The weather's amazing. I used to live in the East Coast. It was rainy and cold all the time. So I would enjoy the weather.
Awesome. We have so much information for you guys today. Some really good grammar, but I want to just pause here because I'm so interested that you're a beer drinker. I don't know why, but I saw you as a wine drinker.
Really? That's very fancy. I'd maybe take that as a compliment. Interesting. Yeah, our listeners know that I love craft beer, and
nice.
There's a big explosion in the market right now around breweries and, enjoying the subtle flavors of beer. I think beer has been elevated to the level of wine in many ways.
I agree. I know my husband would agree with you there, definitely. So today, you guys, yes, we have some great grammar for you, but this is a really fun one. This is grammar that you can use in really fun situations. We're going to help you see how you can ask someone what they would do in a hypothetical situation, an unreal situation. This is such a fun, interesting way to get to know someone on a deeper level, right, Lindsay?
Oh, for sure. You can learn a lot about someone by asking this kind of question. And it's fun because it's just fun to be in an alternate universe in your mind sometimes.
That's exactly right. So we're going to teach you how to use the unreal conditional tense to ask about imagined events that aren't expected to actually happen. This is also called the second conditional. And you guys can actually check out All Ears English episode 1211. Lindsay and Michelle did an episode about the second conditional as part of their series on the conditional. It's a really good one. They called it the lottery conditional, which is so smart, I think, because often you'll hear people say, if you won the lottery, what would you do? And you'll be using this, the second conditional for that answer.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, when I think about what our listeners might struggle with here and from my time in the classroom back in New York, I remember students often will kind of break it up into two pieces here and they'll get confused about the grammar from the two sections of the sentence. But guys, our advice today is learn it holistically. Learn it more about a feeling, a kind of conversation you want to have. And then you're learning it more as a chunk that way.
Yes, that's a really really good idea, right? So, mm-hmm. but as far as the grammar, we use if with the past simple and mm-hmm. then would followed by the base verb. But you're exactly right that if that's mm-hmm. what your focus is, you're going to miss opportunities to connect yeah. because you're thinking about what's the verb tense I should use here. Instead, yeah. practice, talk to people, use yeah. these opportunities to have these conversations, ask them about hypotheticals. Once you've mm-hmm. asked a few times, the pattern clicks and you will have it and you'll be able to make these great connections.
Exactly, Aubrey. I think that's the point. I mean, of course, we have to learn the grammar and it helps us separate out the sentence, but it's what do you do after that point? Do you leave it in the textbook? Do you leave it in the classroom? Or do you actually let this scenario come to life, this kind of conversation? And then do you initiate those conversations with native speakers?
Yes, yeah. exactly right. Mm-hmm. And you guys probably noticed from our beginning conversation, just felt so natural and normal for mm-hmm. me to say, what would you do today if you didn't have to work? And yeah. Lindsay's answer was perfect. If I didn't have to work, I would go out with my dogs, right? It just rolls off your tongue. You don't have to think about the grammar, and it will be the same for you guys once you have mm-hmm. this down and practice it.
For sure. Yeah. Okay. What else? Let's dig in deeper here.
Yeah. So we first want to talk about like, why is it important to know this? When are we going to use it? What do you think, Lindsay?
Well, guys, you're definitely going to find yourself in situations where you run out of things to say. I mean, I was on a road trip last week where I went to California and we were in the car and we were in like the desert of Arizona or Utah somewhere, which is beautiful, but all of a sudden the podcast stopped working and there was nothing going on. We needed something to talk about. So this would be a great thing to use in that moment.
Yes, exactly. So, first dates, road trips at a mm-hmm. party. It reminds me of the road trip you took for the Connected Communicator course. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So many amazing people that you met. And I bet you had a lot of chances on the drive to have these yeah. kinds of conversations.
Oh, for sure. I mean, yeah, on the drive. And I was actually driving on my own. I did the actual drive by myself, but I met so many people at the places I arrived, right? And nice. I was able to have some conversations like that, really getting to know people. Yeah.
Awesome. It's definitely a great way to get beyond surface level small talk when mm-hmm. you really start thinking about, you know, what can I talk to people about beyond just, you know, the weather and just those small talk conversations. It's amazing what you can learn about friends when you ask them hypothetical questions.
Yeah, it's kind of like putting another frame on your conversation. Like if we always allow ourselves just to kind of not put any structure around our conversations, then we may not dig deeper below the surface and get to know that person on that other level.
Exactly. Cool. I think yeah. it's important to note that this shouldn't be the first question that you ask someone when you run into them, right? That would be a little odd if you see someone for the first time and you say, hey, what would you be doing today if you didn't, you know, it's really a little bit of small talk just to say, hey, how's it going? How's your family? Is very yeah. native and normal. And then, yeah, if you have time, you're at a party, on a first date, on a road trip, that's when these kind of conversations will be really native.
Yeah, I agree with you. I wouldn't want to open up something cold like this. It's a little too, it's like one level below, I think.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay, so I think we should each ask, we're going to ask each other a question.
Okay.
I'll ask you first, Lindsay. Okay. If you All right. could travel back in time and meet anyone from history, who would you choose to meet?
Wow, that's such a good question, Aubrey. Well, because I'm interested in meditation and history too, I would probably choose to meet the Buddha, Siddhartha Gautama, the original or one of the original Buddhas in ancient India, right? Because I find that his life was really fascinating and I'd like to know more about that. I'd like to have dinner with him.
That is awesome. Yes.
So what about you, Aubrey? If you could travel back in time and meet anyone, who would you meet?
I would choose to meet Harriet Tubman. I just mm-hmm. watched the film Harriet. Have you seen that
yes.
yet, Lindsay?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, it was so great. And I just have so much respect for her. And I feel like I didn't know enough about her growing up. I've started learning more about her. She was actually a military leader during the mm-hmm. Civil War, which not a lot of people realize that. She freed yeah. 750 slaves during a battle. And I just think mm-hmm. she was amazing. She was hardcore. She was so mm-hmm. brave. And I think yes. it would be fascinating to meet her, definitely.
Yeah, she was so tough,
yes.
right? And so much resolve. Like she knew what she believed and she just did amazing. Yes.
For sure. Yeah,
that's a good one.
So I think we could do a little role play here. Let's pretend we're on a road trip.
Okay.
And we maybe like your situation. We either we've been chatting and there's a lull, or you go through Arizona and Utah where there's no service.
your home state, right? I know. Yes. There are huge, I mean, a huge majority of, correct me if I'm wrong here, Aubrey, but a huge majority of the land in Utah is kind of Native American lands, the Navajo and different Indian tribes.
Arizona too. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of reservation land, and there's not a lot of service for big chunks of driving for hours with no service. I love that you said when you're talking about it, you said somewhere in Arizona or Utah. And if you've ever been to that area, it won't be strange to you that Lindsay didn't know which state she was in, because
for sure.
Miles and miles, hours, you might be driving. And if you miss the sign that says welcome to Arizona, it all looks the same for a long time, and you won't have service for a long time.
Yeah, but I do have to say it is beautiful.
It is.
I mean, I just love driving out there because, oh my gosh, it's so different from what I'm used to from the East Coast. It's just wide open, and it just strikes me every time. Yeah.
Yes, it's true. Come and visit if you guys haven't. It is really, really beautiful. But so let's say on a road trip in the Arizona-Utah desert, and we want to chat about something. There's a bit of a lull. So how would you start our conversation, Lindsay?
Okay. Today, Aubrey is on the show for another grammar episode in this series. But if you want to hear more from Aubrey, check out the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. She's over there 3 days a week showing you how to get past IELTS as a certified Three Keys IELTS coach. Go over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast. Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. All right. Well, hey, here's a question. So I'm wondering, where would you go if you could travel anywhere in the world right now?
Oh, that is a really good question. I think I would go to Africa. I've always wanted to go on like a safari in Africa. My husband was able to go as a chaperone for a school trip, and it was a veterinarian school. So they were able to participate in, they were like tracking rhinos and a few specific animals to try and eliminate poaching. And just listening to his stories, I was fascinated, and I would love to visit. What about you, Lindsay? Where would you go?
Wow, if I could travel anywhere right now, I'd probably go to New Zealand. I've always wanted to do the Great Walks, the famous hikes that they have set up in New Zealand. And I love traveling and combining that with hiking. So I'd probably go to New Zealand.
Yes, yeah. I am the same. Whenever we went to Puerto Vallarta, and I was immediately looking for hikes, the out of the way, really cool places where you're not going to run into tourists. We have that in common. I love that.
Yeah, we do. We do. Yeah. I mean, we both understand how good it feels to be out in nature, hiking, getting physical exercise. It's like a way to really relax your mind in a way you can't get that through, I think, a workout class or just going for a jog.
Yes, yeah. So true. And then you get to see places that some people, you know, some tourists will never see.
Right, exactly. So here's another question, Aubrey. If you could eat only one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, man, that is difficult. I think I would have to choose Mexican food because I crave it the most often, like some really good carnitas and salsa and chips. Mm. I don't think I could live without those.
Oh,
so as much as I would miss, I would miss Indian food and Thai food, but I think I have to go with Mexican. What about you?
Oh, man, I think it would have to be, I would have to choose Japanese food because I lived in Japan for a while and I just loved the food. I didn't realize how good and high quality and clean the food is there until I moved there. And then I just got hooked on it. It is so good.
Oh.
It's not just sushi, right? Just different kinds of, you know, curry rice and all sorts of different things that you can get in the Japanese palate. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So here's another question. If you could go to a theme park and know that there would be no lines to wait in, which one would you choose?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm not a huge theme park person just because I feel like There are always lines. But if I had to choose one, it'd probably be like the classic Coney Island, just because it's so iconic. Yes. It's so New York City. You get your hot dog, you get your ice cream, you get on the whatever that roller coaster is called.
Oh, what is that one called? I love Coney Island. We used to go when we lived in New York City. It's so fun.
Of course. Yes. Yeah.
That's a scary roller coaster though, because it's old and really rickety.
Yep, we've talked about this with Michelle on the show before, so our listeners probably know the name of it. But yeah, it is so scary.
Maybe the Colossus or something like that, I want
to
say.
I'd have to look it up. It's right on the tip of my tongue. What about you?
Just a real quick. I'm the same as you, where I do not want to wait in lines, so we don't go very often. But if there were no lines, I would take my kids to Disneyland, for sure. They would love it.
Yeah, classic, awesome.
This would have been a great road trip conversation. I feel like I got to know you so much better, learned some interesting things about you, got to a little deeper level. This is a great grammar structure to use just to get to know people a little better.
Yeah. So guys, when you're learning grammar structures like this, think of it that way. Think of how this is going to open certain doors to connection, not so much about the grammar. Get the grammar down, you know, try to learn it and then go out and use it. That's the key.
Yes, definitely. If you guys haven't checked out IELTS Energy yet, come over there. Jessica and I were sharing information about IELTS. So if you're preparing for the IELTS exam, be sure you're subscribed so you never miss any of the good. We have some grammar that's specific to IELTS there. So subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and you can come and see us there. And awesome. As far as today, Lindsay, what do we want our listeners to leave with?
Well, guys, take this skill and run with it. Take notes, start practicing it. Don't get stuck with nothing to say in a situation like a road trip, a party. This gives you a new tool for connection. I think that's what it's all about. What do you think, Aubrey?
Yeah, definitely. You can use one of the questions from today's episode to spark that fun conversation. And you're exactly right. This makes friends enjoy talking to you more, enjoy spending time for you. And you give them really this fun opportunity to dream out loud, to think about what they would do if there were no restrictions, money or no lines at theme parks, right? It's just so fun to be able to think about, what would I do if I had no restrictions?
Exactly. I love it. Well, thanks for bringing this topic to the show today, Aubrey. And we'll see you back here very soon.
Yeah, thanks so much, Lindsay. See you next time.
All right. Bye. Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.